This week, members of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee gather for their 50th reunion. They meet in North Carolina. Even if you've never heard of that committee, known by its acronym SNCC, you have probably heard of its alumni. They were major players in the civil rights movement. And today they include Georgia Congressman John Lewis, NAACP Chairman Julian Bond, and Washington, D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, among others. SNCC was formed to empower African Americans who had no voice in the South. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on the group's success in the Mississippi Delta.
SNCC turned 1960 student activists into grassroots community organizers.
We organized people from the prostitutes to the preachers. We turned this fight into their fight.
SNCC veteran Lawrence Guillot.
We were not about developing membership. We were about going into towns, working with people, getting them involved in action, finding out who the local leaders were, supporting them. And only when there was a movement established there did we move on.
Guillot worked to register voters in one of SNCC's most contentious battlegrounds, the Mississippi Delta.
Delta was the continuation of a feudal system that was a continuation of the aftermath of slavery.
That made it a difficult place to convince local blacks to step up. They were a majority of the population, but had no power, political or economic. Charles McLaurin moved from Jackson, Mississippi, to work with SNCC in the Delta. His job was to canvass sharecropper shanty shacks and go on to plantations looking for recruits. At first, he didn't have much success.
There was so much fear, see? I mean, it was just so frightening. They were frightened to death. You know, Emmett Till was killed just a few miles away over in Money, Mississippi. And on any day, a white man could just shoot a black man down and nothing would be done about it. There were many lynchings and hangings in and around this area, across this delta. So there was this fear.
And the SNCC workers were in danger themselves. McLaurin recalls being confronted by a plantation owner and his shotgun. Across the state, three civil rights workers were killed while registering voters in Neshoba County. Despite the intimidation, a few local leaders emerged. Most notably, sharecropper Fannie Lou Hamer of Ruleville, Mississippi. Hamer went with the SNCC group to register to vote in 1962 and sang hymns like this along the way to keep their spirits up. Before she got back home, the news had reached the plantation owner.
Well, when we got back, I went on out to where I had been staying for 18 years. And the landowner had talked to my husband and told him I had to leave the place.
McLaurin says Hamer quickly became a featured speaker at SNCC events all around the country.
To tell the story about what was happening down here. Who else knew it any better than a person who had grown up here and lived on a plantation?
Hamer grew to be a driving force in the voting rights movement. It was that practice of empowering local citizens that drew Margaret Kibbe, a white college student from San Francisco, to join SNCC.
They were doing the most with least and building up something. And see, we were looking at making permanent change. If I got to come and run things, it's not permanently changing anything. You know, change has to be within the community.
Life in the Mississippi Delta was like nothing she'd ever seen.
I didn't understand how poor was poor. I mean, I didn't understand that people really tried to live on $3 a week or $6 a week. In fact, a tractor driver who made $6 a week, wow, he was doing better.
Kibbe was assigned to Indianola, the birthplace of the notorious white citizens' councils that enforced segregation in Mississippi. She says she lived with courageous black families, some with no running water or indoor toilets. Her job was to take people to the courthouse to register to vote.
And we would go to the block meetings, and we had everything all laid out of who needed to register and who was registered already. And we would canvass and go through the neighborhood every day. The Voting Rights Act had not passed yet, and if you took six people up there, maybe one would get registered.
Most were routinely denied by white registrars for failing to pass literacy tests or pay poll taxes. Margaret Kibbe and Charles McLaurin thought they were in for a few months of field work, but both ended up staying in the Delta and have continued their activism post-SNCC.
Is this the Yazoo? The river?
Yeah.
They crossed the bridge into downtown Greenwood and passed the courthouse where SNCC workers clashed with local officials. Across the railroad tracks, we venture into the still segregated African-American part of town.
That's the building where the first SNCC office was. That brick building.
SNCC set up its first Delta headquarters here, above a photographer's shop.
Greenwood was to be our testing ground for democracy. We were not going to allow the Klan to run us out of the Delta.
But confrontations continued. Workers were shot, people were jailed, and Fannie Lou Hamer was beaten. McLaurin says it became clear there would be no progress without national pressure. They formed the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party to challenge the all-white Mississippi Democrats. Hamer was the congressional candidate, McLaurin her campaign manager. They forced a showdown at the 1964 Democratic National Convention.
If the Freedom Democratic Party is not seated now, I question America. Is this America, the land of the free and the home of the brave?
The effort failed. But Congress passed the Voting Rights Act the following year, and ultimately blacks gained unprecedented political power, holding more elected offices in Mississippi than any other state. And today, the Delta is represented in Congress by Benny Thompson, the powerful African-American chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. Margaret Kibbe says the political barriers have come down.
At least one thing we can look and say that's different. It's not like you can't go somewhere, can't do something, or can't accomplish anything.
But economic progress has been elusive. The Delta is still one of the poorest regions of the country, with unemployment rates topping 17%. The SNCC veterans here agree that education is the next battle, a topic sure to get attention at the weekend reunion. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Be my friend, now love, be
Fannie Lou Hamer, singing Walk With Me, Lord. You can find more voices of the civil rights movement at nprmusic.org.